Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, I'm Holly Fry, host of Stuff You Missed in History Class. And as a woman podcaster, I know how important it is to amplify women's voices in this space. That is why I am so excited to be talking with a woman who is on her way to be one of tomorrow's leading voices in podcasting. She's one of the 10 winners of Seneca Women to Hear, Search for the Next Great Female Podcasters, created in partnership with P&G and The Card by Seneca Women, powered by MasterCard and Deserve. After 6 weeks of training at the Seneca Women Podcast Academy, she'll be launching her own show on the Seneca Women Podcast Network with iHeart. Today, I have the privilege and delight of talking to Naibe Reynoso. I know who you are because I have info on you, but I want you to introduce yourself to listeners.
Hi, I'm an LA native, but I have Mexican parents, so I'm Mexican-American. I'm 100% Latina and 100% American. I've been a journalist for over 30 years. I'm a four-time Emmy Award-winning journalist, and I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm a mom of two, and I'm very, very happy to be here because I am a podcast junkie. I listen to podcasts 24/7. I go to sleep listening to podcasts. So this is my thing.
So you have a career in media already because of your journalism. At what point did you decide, I want to not just be a podcast junkie, I want to be someone making podcasts and using that avenue for my unique voice? What inspired that?
Well, it wasn't a decision that I took lightly because I am in media and I know all the work that it takes to produce a podcast. It may seem easy when you're listening to podcasts, but I know that it takes a lot of production. It takes a lot of pre-production. Once you hear the finished product, you think that it just kind of magically happened, but there's a team behind it. So the reason that I dove into this is because I listened to the promo for this contest on the radio, and I had been mulling around with the idea of doing a podcast. But I think when I listened to the promotion for this particular contest, that was kind of like a sign for me, like, okay, I got to do it. I know that it's going to take a lot of work. So I just made the mental decision that if I won the contest, that I would be ready to take on the work that it takes to produce a wonderful podcast.
Speaking of wonderful podcasts, will you tell us a little bit about the show that you're developing?
Yes, it's called Latinas Take the Lead. And basically, it's about all things Latina. You know, we are not a monolith. We're not just all about culture or all about food or all about music. Latinas, we love to talk about finances. We love to talk about generational wealth. We love to talk about mental health. We love to talk about all of these complex topics with our own twist, right? So my podcast is going to touch upon all the different things that Latinas talk about, but obviously through our lens, through the Latino lens, which is very specific. Like I mentioned, we're 100% Latina and 100% American. So we're 200%ers. And every topic that you could think of, we look at it through the Latino lens. And that's how I'm going to approach my podcast.
So how does it feel to be selected by Seneca Women to Hear as part of this project? Because you get to be, one, you're in the inaugural class, and two, you get to really be a person that is driving listeners to hear these unique stories in a new way.
It's so reaffirming, and it feels so good to know that organizations like Seneca, like iHeartRadio, like Tongle, who was one of the partners in this endeavor, really put their money where their mouth is, right? It really felt like, wow, these organizations really know the importance of amplifying voices that are underrepresented, that need a platform. And we do need the support. We do need people and organizations that have access and have the power and have the platforms to give us, you know, an opportunity to shine. And it really touched my heart a lot, because even though I've been in media for over 30 years, it's still difficult to break through and to get attention from, you know, big platforms like iHeartRadio. So when I was selected, I just felt like, wow, these organizations are really doing amazing work to reach out to underserved communities.
I love it so much. I am so excited to hear what you do, because I know it's going to be phenomenal. Naibe, thank you so much for spending this time with me.
Thank you, guys. I am so excited to talk about all things Latina.
Inspiring words from one of the winners of Seneca Women to Hear, Search for the Next Great Female Podcasters. So excited to hear her podcast launching later this year alongside 9 other amazing podcasts from talented up-and-coming female voices, with support from The Card by Seneca Women, powered by MasterCard and Deserve. It's the first credit card that rewards you 3% cash back when you shop from women-owned businesses in the marketplace by Seneca Women. The Card by Seneca Women is issued by Celtic Bank, a Utah-chartered industrial bank, member FDIC. Learn more at SenecaWomen.com.